Good morning. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is titled, The Spirit of Union and Love. And our passage is from 2 Timothy 1, 7 and 9. Hear the word of the Lord. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time. Consider this. As we near the end of this season in our journey together, it's clear that we've only begun to scratch the surface of the treasures of union and love that fill the pages of the New Testament. But in Christ, every end is a new beginning, and there is so much more that Jesus will teach us in the years to come. Let's review for a moment before we look at today's passage. Learning from the apostle of union and love, Paul, who learned from the Lord of union and love, Jesus, we have been in the school of union and love, apprenticing to become witnesses of union and love in the world God loves, John 3:16. And of course, virtually none of Paul's language about union and love is solely about us as individuals, though that is indeed an important part of the story. United with Christ, in Christ, we are becoming a community of union and love in the world. We are the body of Christ, embodying and evidencing the profound mystery of His love, 1 Corinthians 13:1-13, that the world may know that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Writing to Timothy, Paul gives us two high vantage points from which to look out over all we have discovered together, the vantage points of the Spirit and grace. 2 Timothy 1:7 and 9 is a duet of passages unveiling the character of the Spirit indwelling us and the grace so freely given to us by the Father in Jesus. In verse 7, we see that the Spirit that is in you and me is known for power, love, and self-discipline. I like to think of the Spirit as the Spirit of union and love. Therefore, today we live in union with Jesus as people who are also known for power, love, and self-discipline. That power abides in you. That love abides in you. That self-discipline abides in you. The Spirit that is in you and me is not known for timidity, indifference, or a lack of self-control. Therefore, those whom Christ inhabits are not to be known for those things. The indwelling Jesus is moving through us for a purpose, that we and the world may know and experience the purest love that sets all worlds right. That means that our transformation into Christ-likeness is the way the world will be reached. In verse 9, we see that this grace given to us in Christ Jesus means that we have been filled with God's presence and love, not because we did something right, but because God acted in love. As beloved sons and daughters, we have been loved, healed, strengthened, forgiven, renewed, blessed, and sanctified because of the Father's relentless care. of the more than 100 times the phrase in Christ or a variation of it is used, the phrase in this passage reminds us that God's intention to bring us into union with Himself has been in motion from before the beginning of time. The Spirit is strong in you. Grace has brought you here. This is your reality and mine. There will always be more to learn, but with the Spirit of power, love, and self-discipline within us, and the lavish, abundant grace afforded us, we will come to know this love that surpasses knowledge and be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19. The prayer. Lord Jesus, I am in you and you are in me. Your Spirit in me means that I am free to live in power, love, and self-discipline. I choose to live in and from the abundant grace you have shown me. Your Spirit is strong within me, and your grace has brought me to this moment. Thank you. I bless your name. In Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. The questions. What does having the Spirit of power, love, and self-discipline within mean to you? How would you describe God's grace at work in your life? Can you think of specific moments or instances in which you felt His grace and unconditional love carrying you through a difficult season? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilde.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.